Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Dear Grown Woman's podcast. I am super excited about this week's episode. I think I told you all last episode that I would be having a special guest. And so this represents crossing over into a new season for me. I'm normally alone, but today I have one of my best friends with me to join the podcast today. So give it up for Misha.
What's up? What's up?
And she's hoarse because she gave it all out to the Lord at church, okay? So
did it all down.
So I am really like super excited to be sharing this episode with her. So I gave her a topic and I was like, I want you to talk about endurance. And I think if there had to be a person who was a poster child of endurance, it would have to be Misha. Like, Misha has endured things that I myself was not mentally strong enough to endure. And I just feel like there's something there for her to dig in. But before we do all of that, first of all, how you doing, girl?
I'm doing so good. I am just happy to be here, and I am so proud of you. I'm excited to be on this Dear Grown Woman podcast and to be a part of history in the making.
Come on now. Come on now. History in the making. I received that. I received that. And I believe over here in our little corner of the world, I think we are growing. I am not looking for the thousands and the millions, but just whoever is in my sphere, I just want them to be better. I want them to be encouraged. And I certainly believe that after this conversation, they will leave a little bit more encouraged.
Amen. I believe so too.
All right. So can you tell me how endurance has played a role in who you are today?
That's such a loaded question. But I would say endurance has shaped me, has shaped my life, and brought me to where I am today. Endurance and faith in God has brought me to the place where I just trust Him, period. No matter what circumstance, no matter the situation, hardship, it doesn't matter. I just trust Him because I know, and I say this often to a lot of people, I know He has me.
That's interesting that you say that you know He has you. What has given you the assurance? Like, I know sometimes we encounter situations and God shows up and it just sticks with us forever. So what was that moment for you?
Wow, that's it's probably going to be a bit invasive. So I've been faced with a lot of challenges in life where I needed God to show up because I had nobody else. No one else could help me out of those situations. Nobody else could bring answers, solutions. And literally, God, the Word of God, was a solution and a hiding place for me in those times. And not just a hiding place, but really a hope in the times where doubt spoke very loudly. It was God's word that gave me hope, that showed me that there was a destination that God was taking me to.
There was a destination that God was taking you to. How did you keep that at the forefront of your mind?
Like I was saying, it's really, really the Word of God. Growing up, I didn't grow up in church per se, but I had a praying grandmother. Yes, so I had a grandmother that grandmother and great grandmother and my mother, who firmly believed in the word of God, and their answer, their response was always the word of God. And while I didn't understand it in my youth, and even as a teen, though I didn't really and fully understand it, when I got to the place where I was on my own and God was bringing me into the knowledge of who he was and God was revealing himself to me, that the word became my anchor also.
So what are scriptures that help to bring you through those times? What are some scriptures that the Lord wrote on your heart in those seasons? In those nights, what are some scriptures that held you?
Well, I think that one of the top scriptures that held me, it doesn't mention endurance, but it does say, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the God. I'm paraphrasing, but we know this, that God works those things out for our good. He has, and then there's other scriptures that say he has an expected end for us. He thinks good thoughts towards us. And even as a simple as scripture as we were made in his image, that to me lets me know that he made me with purpose and intention, and he did not make me with the intended thought that I would lose, that I would somehow fall in a pit and stay there, or that I would somehow die without that purpose being fulfilled. That was not his intention. He made me as a father makes their child. So because he revealed himself as father to me, I just knew, like I said, he has me. And whatever season, whatever moment, whatever circumstance I'm in at the time, it was working something in me. Because, you know, in your youth, there's a lot of immaturity
food.
There.
Yeah.
A lot of pettiness. A lot of things that you do not know. And sometimes you don't want to know. Or I'll say you can act like a know-it-all. And God just graced me to go through seasons of extreme hardship and seasons of loneliness, extreme loneliness, seasons of being without, but he was still God.
What's interesting is you use the word graced and hardship all in the same statement.
Yes.
I don't know how many people would see the hardship as it being graced for it. You said a couple of good things, but being graced for hardship, how did you get to that conclusion? Because now in you know, they say hindsight is 20/20. I can see being graced for hardship, like, because there's a saying people use that says that you've survived every bad day that you've ever had. So every single day that you thought you would not make it, or you thought you were going to die, you survived it. So when you say being graced for hardship, how did you arrive at that place?
I believe, so I mentioned my family, my grandmother, my mother, my great-grandmother. I saw them endure things that were were hard, quite frankly. So as a child, I was surrounded by strong women, and even in the times of their weakness, they were rooted in the Word of God. So for me, the Word of God has been a grounding force for me. And I can only go by scripture. And there is a scripture where Paul wrote to Timothy, and he said I think it's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And if we look at the Amplified version, which is, I love the Amplified, it says, take with me your share of hardship, passing through the difficulties which you are called to endure, like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Called to endure those things. I read somewhere where it said that endurance means rightly handling God's word. God did not promise us that we would not go through difficulty. He never said that. He didn't promise us that we wouldn't have afflictions, we wouldn't have problems, quite frankly. But he did say he would be with us.
Yeah.
He did give us a promise that we can expect this. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all. So, while the word clearly gives us a clear path. It is, the Bible says that it is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It says that, so that lets me know that the Bible, the Word of God, will illuminate where you are going. It illuminates what path you take. So when it tells me that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of all, there is a chance I might go through many afflictions. But he promised me, and he's not a man that he should lie, he promised me that he would deliver me from them. And if I go through those moments, those seasons, those times of difficulty, then I'm learning something. It's instilling something in me. It is planting. It's planting many things. It's planting endurance. It's planting faith. It's planting patience. It's planting hope.
And planting mercy too.
Yes. And grace. And grace. And it not only plants grace from God, but you yourself give yourself grace, but then you also give other people grace. Endurance, I think it is a responsibility to endure.
Ooh.
We have a responsibility to endure because, quite frankly, other people are watching. And what you are dealing with, your moment, the Bible says a moment of affliction. Your moment of affliction is also a moment that you go through so that you can help somebody else.
And that is what this community is about, taking the hardships, as you said, and encouraging other people who are facing those same things, letting them know that they can make it, like letting them know that they can have faith. Let me ask you this. So the moment that I don't know if you can remember this, but what was the moment you had when you recognized God as Father? That was something you said a few moments ago, and it resonated with me in thinking about God as Father. When did you arrive at that? What was that moment like?
Do you want to know the, like, where I was? Is that what you're asking?
I mean, you can disclose or you don't have to disclose, but just, like, just tell me about that moment, like, what you were feeling, what you were thinking, how your heart turned.
So, the moment I experienced God as Father would probably be, probably not make sense to many people because of where I was. I was in a place, I was in a place that you cannot get out of, without the people letting you out. And, I remember laying there, and my mother had sent me a Bible, an Amplified Bible, and I remember laying there and just really praying to God. And, you know, at the moment, I just felt very, not alone, but very helpless. In a place of not hopeless, but just very low. And I remember opening my Bible, and where I opened my Bible to was probably very, I don't want to say strategic, but it was God. And I opened my Bible to a place that showed me a scripture, and it was so much grace and mercy in that scripture at the moment, and I really needed that. And I just remember sitting, like, laying on my bed, and I just cried, and it was the first, one of the first times I can recall and really remember and feel like the presence of God in a dark place. In a dark place, in a dark space. In a place where God was not around me. If that makes sense. Where God was not to be expected to be. I remember feeling the presence of God so strong, and I remember hearing God's voice telling me that I was his child, and he was orchestrating my life. He was the potter. I was the clay, and he was molding me. And it didn't matter what I looked like at that moment. It didn't matter what I was in. It didn't matter where I was. It didn't matter what people thought. It just mattered what he thought.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Misha. And there's so much more coming from her in the future. Hopefully this won't be the last time she'll join me on the podcast, and maybe the next time it'll be a little bit more lighthearted. Not that this was heavy. It was not heavy, but one thing we do now, we laugh now. We laugh.
Be kiki.
We do. We laugh. We have a good time. So, you ready?
Go ahead.
No. Okay, so what is next for Misha?
That's a really good question. Wow. I don't really know how to answer that just yet. But I will just continue to be whoever God calls me to be, and where he wants me to go and how he wants me to move. That's what I'm doing. I just want to be in the will of God.
Let me tell you something. creativity oozes out of every bit of her. Her eye for certain things, her vision for certain things, outstanding. So I will say this, just be on the lookout. You never know where you might see her pop up and what you might see her doing. And so, yeah, so we're going to end this particular episode, but she'll definitely be back.
It's so much fun. This is great.
It is. It is. Isn't it therapeutic?
It is very therapeutic.
It is.
Even though I was just about to cry, but it is very therapeutic.
It is. Just, and I don't know. Anyway, we'll talk about that offline. But I always end every single episode just by saying a word of prayer. And I would like for you to lead us in prayer for this episode.
Okay. Father, I just thank you for this time and the people that are listening to this prayer. I just pray, Father, that you would be God over their lives. You would be Father. You would father them as a father fathers his sons, a father fathers his daughters. I pray, Father, that you would place in them endurance, and that you would increase their faith, Father. Even for the seasons ahead, God, I just thank you that you are placing within them new insight, new creativity, new strategy, new clarity, new strength, new faith, new everything, new Father. I just pray in the name of Jesus that you would continue to lift them, lift their heads, be the lifter of their heads, Father. Bring them into spaces and into places, Father, where you will continue to show yourself strong in their life, where you will continue to magnify them, where you will continue to open their eyes. And I pray, Father, that you would bless them tremendously from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. You be glorified in their